I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Natural gas condensate. It's a mouthful of words you've probably never heard before, but we're hearing about it now because an Iranian ship carrying a million barrels of it went down off the coast of Shanghai on Sunday. More than 30 sailors are presumed dead in the disaster after a collision with another ship and a fire on board. And now an ecological disaster seems to be in the making as well. Rick Steiner is an oil spill specialist in Anchorage, Alaska. He says natural gas condensate is a kind of petroleum that behaves very differently in water than oil does.
It's very light, very explosive and volatile, and it's acutely toxic. And so on top of the human tragedy with the lost 32 crew in this disaster, we now have an environmental disaster to work with. And there's a lot we don't know about a major condensate spill. This could likely be, if it's all released, the largest condensate spill in history. And just to put it in context, if a million barrels goes into the water here or is released into the environment, which I believe is likely, the Deepwater Horizon was about 4 million barrels. Exxon Valdez was about 250,000 barrels. So this is kind of right in the middle in terms of volume.
How does natural gas condensate behave when there's a spill? I mean, how does it react with water?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot we don't know about a major condensate spill, but here's what we do know. It behaves very differently than crude oil. It creates no surface slick. Containment and recovery, you know, the traditional with booms and skimmers, is really not possible. It's not as persistent as crude oil or fuel oil, but it still can persist for months in a toxic plume underwater.
How big is the affected area?
The Chinese government now is reporting 20, 30, 40, 50 square miles of sea surface affected. But I believe much of that is the fuel oil from the tanker, which is this heavy bunker sea fuel oil, which does float to the surface. But the much larger concern is the subsurface, out of sight, toxic hydrocarbon plume from the dissolved condensate, which I'm sure by now, over the past week of water currents dispersing it, has spread over hundreds of square miles of the East China Sea. And again, that's out of sight, beneath the sea surface. You can't see it, but you have to have an adequate water sampling, hydrocarbon sampling program, current modeling, plume trajectory modeling program to understand where that toxic plume is spreading.
What could it do to the environment? I mean, what's the worst case scenario?
Well, certainly those organisms that are exposed to this toxic plume, depending on the concentration of the hydrocarbons when they are exposed, could die very quickly. They could more likely suffer sublethal impacts such as physiological impairment, reproductive impairment. This stuff includes benzene, which we know is carcinogenic. This is pretty nasty chemical that we're spilling tens of thousands of tons into a productive offshore marine environment.
When you say organisms, you're talking fish?
Everything, from zooplankton all the way up to fish, many seabirds at the surface, and also marine mammals. We know several whale species inhabit this area, porpoises. There's seals closer to shore.
And are these fishing waters? So people are relying on this area for what they're eating?
Absolutely. Well, it's a major commercial fishery offshore. There are something like 200 different species of fish are harvested by the fishing industries in this region, including croaker and pomfrey and mackerel and herring, shrimp and crab and cuttlefish and squid. It's a very productive fishery. And that is all at least impacted to some extent by this subsurface toxic plume. And we need to have an adequate comprehensive sampling program out there to understand what happens here. And I would offer this respectful criticism of the governments in the region that they have been slow to respond to get a comprehensive environmental monitoring program offshore to understand the unique impacts of this thing.
Rick Steiner, an oil spill expert based in Anchorage, Alaska, speaking to us about the sinking of an Iranian tanker off the coast of China this weekend.